Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My Juju Smith-Schuster trade idea. It seems to be one of these things that there's not a lot of middle ground on. Steelers fans that have seen me either write it, tweet it, or say it, think it's either the greatest idea in the world or the dumbest idea. And it's gotten thousands of views on Twitter. It's gotten hundreds of mentions and reactions. And so I'll just tell you my quick thought, and you can tell me what you think. The Steelers are not going to re-sign Juju this offseason. They're not going to give him a contract extension. I don't see there being a compromise or a middle ground. I think Juju is going to want to look at 2019 as a lost season, one that doesn't count because he didn't have his franchise quarterback. He's going to want it stricken from the record. And I think the Steelers are going to try to use it to get a value. And for that reason, I don't think they'll come to a middle ground or a compromise. I think Juju will want to roll the dice and gamble on himself and play it out and hope that at 24 years old, he puts up huge numbers with Ben in the offense again. And he looks like the quarterback, he looks like the wide receiver from his first 2 years in the league. And if he does that, well, then the Steelers will have to use the franchise tag on him, or they'll let him leave in free agency. And wide receivers in free agency get paid a ton. Sammy Watkins is making $16 million a year. Brandon Cook's got $80 million. Amari Cooper might get $100 million this offseason. And Juju is business savvy. He's smart. He knows all those things. So my proposal is simple. Trade him for the thing you don't have. A first-round pick. And no team at the top of the draft is going to trade for Juju. But a team in the middle or in the back end of the first round just might. And so you'd have to find a team that is in a win-now mode that is lacking a number one wide receiver who would prefer to take the proven commodity over the risk of using the first-round pick on a wide receiver and a question mark, and who knows if the guy can step right in and put up big numbers. I mean, the Patriots tried that. They used their first-round pick on N'Keal Harry, and he was terrible. He never fit. He got hurt, and then he never fit in their offense with Tom Brady. And so I floated out there, trade him to the Bills. Trade Juju to the Bills, who picked 22nd. They made the playoffs last year. That's what they don't have. They don't have anything close to a number one wide receiver. John Brown isn't one. Cole Beasley isn't one. And they might look at this as an opportunity. If you're the Bills, right? Tom Brady's probably not going to be in New England next year. And so you strike while the iron is hot. This is our chance. We are a good team. If we can get the right piece here, what's keeping the Bills from winning the AFC East next year if Brady's gone? I would think Buffalo believes Josh Allen's a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph or Devlin Hodges. You put Juju with Allen, they're both young in their mid-20s. They flourish together. They play together for a long time. And you've got a nice combination at quarterback and wide receiver. They might do that. The Bills wanted to trade for Antonio Brown. AB was on his way to Buffalo, but then he nixed the deal. He said, I wouldn't show up. I'm not going to show up to Buffalo. I don't want to play there. And at that point, AB still had a little bit of leverage. So there's been a ton of reaction to this idea of mine. I get dumbest idea ever. I get that's ingenious. That's brilliant. That works for both sides. Can we get this trade to the NFL office now? You know, I think it makes a ton of sense for the Steelers. Juju is probably not going to factor into their long-term plans. And you've got Deontay Johnson. The Steelers are good at drafting wide receivers. You get the first-round pick back, and you maybe draft a tight end in the first round. But maybe you get your Bud Dupree replacement. Maybe you get your next left tackle for years to come. And that way you don't have to wait until the middle of the second round to make your first pick. And I don't think getting rid of Juju is in any way like significantly diminishing or depressing the Steelers' chances of making the playoffs next year. I look at it as a win-win. You might have the guys on the roster to replace Juju today, and Johnson and Washington, and then whatever wide receiver you draft in the second or third round. Do you really want to take in what would be 2021? Do you really want to pay Juju 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 million? It's probably going to be somewhere in that ballpark. Pompiani hates the idea. But then I talked to somebody up in Buffalo who saw me. Somebody in the Bills organization saw that tweet and said, hey, Andrew, that's actually a pretty good idea. So now we need that person to take the idea to the Bills owners and, like, make it happen, Craig. And if it happens, I'm taking all the credit for it. I just want to let everybody know that. That if it does happen, you can either thank me or blame me for it, depending on your perspective.
Now, other people have been taking credit for other things you've said, though.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I would not sue the Bills if they got the idea to trade for Juju from me. But if the trade happened, then whoever got the idea, like whoever had the news first, like let's say Schefter gets it. I think it would be nice if Adam said, Andrew Filippone, the first to float it out there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be first reported by.
I just floated it. Yeah, you wouldn't say I had it first, but I suggested it first.
The wheels set in motion by
me, yes.
That's how I think the phrasing goes.
Yep. Schefter, the first to have it. ESPN bottom line. Schefter, the first to report it. Filippone, first to float it. Filippone, wheels in motion.
I think that's fair.
Attribution, that's all we're looking for in this business. Give credit where credit is due.
Does your name maybe get mentioned in the press conference? They're all sitting at the table introducing their new receiver? Native son, Andrew Filippone, do they go with that?
Put a little birdie in my ear. Hey, Bouchette takes credit for the Steelers signing Charlie Batch.
This is not unheard of.
Would you be okay with that trade?
Yes, I would. They find receivers.
Yeah.
Get a first-round pick, use it for something else they don't typically find in the later rounds.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.